All right, guys, come on down to the carpet. Let's play a song and let's start it off right, okay?
Welcome to Jared Geller's Punk Rock Preschool.
All right, guys, what song do we want, geography or shapes?
Geography!
All right, let's do both of them, okay? We'll do geography first. We'll do shapes after we get done with question of the day, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me make sure my guitar's in tune, okay?
Okay.
Geller is a preschool teacher at Eugene Field Elementary in downtown Oklahoma City. He knows that fun and play are essential to young students, so he wrote some songs to incorporate rocking out into his lesson plans.
All right, ready, guys? Let's do it. Hands to yourselves, all right?
Yes.
Jump, dance, sing. I don't want to see anybody on the floor, though. Ready?
Geography, you and me, there we go.
As Geller belts out his song about geography, the kids throw their heads back and sing at the top of their lungs. They're jumping around and look like they're having the time of their lives.
In Australia, can't hear you. Kangaroos are free. Antarctica's way too cold for me. Europe and Asia, so much stuff to see. Been around the world. Geography.
The kids do regular preschool stuff too, like question time and arts and crafts. But Geller thinks the music is just as important as learning the alphabet. He says it creates a positive atmosphere in the class and thinks it helps the kids remember what they've learned.
I want it stuck in their heads. I want them to be going home, geography, you and me, which they do, so.
A psychological study out of the Westchester University of Pennsylvania shows that Geller is on to something. According to the study, preschool arts programs promote positive emotions in students, such as interest, happiness, and pride in school. The principal at Eugene Field, Paige Bressman, says she's definitely seen a change in the little kids.
His students are excited to come to school. They love to be in there because he has them up and moving, and they have a great time.
Bressman says the preschoolers spent much less time crying at the beginning of the year because they realized school is not a scary place, but a fun place. She had quite a few parents request Geller as their children's teacher, because older siblings had done so well in his class last year. Geller started the punk rock preschool last January. He's got 8 songs total now about things like money, space, reading stories, and shapes and geography. He figured if the kids could memorize all the words to Let It Go from the wildly popular Disney movie Frozen, then they could learn the words to his songs too.
It's all about the hook though. That's like, so like for the shape song, I just wrote down the shapes that I wanted to teach and came up with the Oh Boy Oh Man. And then, so everything from there is very much like Oh Boy Oh Man.
Circle, oval, triangle, zeppelin, rhombus, square, rectangle, parallelogram. Oh Boy Oh Man, we're learning our shapes again. Oh Boy Oh Man, we're learning our shapes again.
It's all about like not just giving them something to sing along to and giving them a catchy chorus, but giving them something to pump their fist to, you know? Give them something to really, like, get up for, so that, oh boy, oh man.
Triangle has 3 points, 3 sides take off its top, and a trapezoid says hi! Circle, oval, triangle, and trapezoid.
He says the only downside to the whole thing is that his kids get bored in their classes later on down the line.
They were all telling me, like a week into school, like, oh, Mr. G, our class isn't like your class. I'm like, I know it's not. Like, kindergarten's still awesome. It's got, it's really cool in its own way. Like, just don't compare it to what we did in here because that's not fair to your teachers, you know?
Geller's in his 3rd year of teaching. He doesn't know that he wants to do it forever, but for right now, he's loving being a punk rock preschool teacher.
A square is 4 sides.
For KOSU, I'm Emily Wendler.